Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, happy Monday morning to you. Glad you're in here with us in the Mark Cox Morning Show. Baby, it's cold outside. I had to roll out the flannel today. I was freezing.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about how it's 25 degrees right now, but much of last week we were waking up to like 12 degrees. So this is an improvement. Not much, but a little improvement.
But it seemed colder yesterday. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it, but it seemed colder yesterday.
Well, it sounds like we're in for it later this week. They're saying the bitter cold is returning.
Well, I did hear my buddy Matt Chambers say this morning that tomorrow is going to be pretty nice. Like tomorrow, Wednesday, one of the two, before it starts getting worse again.
Great.
So we got something to look forward to, right? We can get outside, get any last minute Christmas lights up if you don't have those up yet.
Have you done that?
Of course I did it.
You want to come over to our house and do that for us? Because we're slackers.
He had Sergeant Sparkles do it.
I paid to have my lights put up this
okay.
year.
Okay. You know, we got a quote on that.
For the first time ever.
We got a quote on that last year, and I'm not hating on anyone who does this as a job because I realize that you're climbing up ladders and going on roofs, and it's dangerous, and it's a lot of work. I get it. But, man, the quotes were a lot. I'm like, I can't stomach that.
I know. And I thought about that because you know me that I'm pretty tight when it comes to the money that I'm spending on things. But at the end of the day, I can't climb a ladder because of my ribs. I'm afraid.
That's a good point.
I'm afraid that if I fall again, that might be the last of me. So I just decided that I was not going to do that. And
you'd be Ron.
I'd be Ron on that ladder, that annoying commercial we run all the time for leaf filter.
Come on, so, Ron.
Come on, Ron.
Oh, Ron.
we are, if there's any of those commercials that you don't like, just understand something. We are captive to that 24 hours a day, because if I'm not on the air at this radio station, I'm probably listening if I'm out and about in the car. So I'm hearing those commercials more than you are. And if there's one or two that get your attention, I mean, that means they're effective, but they're still annoying.
We all remember those annoying jingles.
We do. That's what they get paid the big bucks for sure. Well, I don't know. Let me see here. We got a guy named Tom Ackerman on in the 8 o'clock hour who's going to be very happy today.
Oh, yeah. Indiana, big win.
Whew. Man, did you watch that game?
No, but my dad told me all about it.
It was a close game, and Ohio State could very well have tied it. They missed a chip field goal, like a 29-yard field goal that would have tied it at 13, and they missed. And so, then Indiana basically just ran the clock out on them.
I heard, though, that the very first drive, the quarterback actually was taken out,
hurt.
Right?
Oh,
only for a few plays. The younger brother is the backup quarterback. And so he came in. I mean, I don't know how often that happens, but that can't be, that has to be a, you know,
it is
very rare thing for the younger brother to be filling in for the older brother.
Very unusual.
Very cool.
I would agree. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got to watch bits and pieces of the first half, then I got to watch the end of it, and it was fantastic. I love Ohio State. I grew up on Ohio State football, but this is like a a magical season for Indiana, and I really wanted to see them accomplish this. Ohio State's still in the college football playoffs. If they really do think they're the best team in the country, we'll find out in a couple of weeks. But I was really happy for Indiana on a Saturday, I'll have to say. That was pretty cool, for sure. All right, coming up, we've got the man, Hans von Spakovsky, is going to be joining us here this morning. And I love when we have Hans on every Monday morning, because we can kind of plug into some of the challenges, the legal challenges that are floating around out there. Pete Hegseth was live over the weekend. I think Shannon Bream was live at the Reagan Library with her show, because of an event going on there. Hegseth spoke there. He's like, yeah, we bomb narco terrorists, and we're going to do it again and again and again till they quit bringing their poison to our shores. And the left is screaming war crimes and all of that. We'll get Hans' take on the whole thing for you coming up here. We got Dan Buck's segment, which will regularly, I believe, be on Monday mornings. He's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. And of course, Ackerman is in here in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit more about the Blues and the trades the Cardinals are making. And maybe he'll mention Big Ten football. I don't know. Just a guess.
Yeah, probably not.
Notre
He's
Dame
not a
got
big...
snubbed.
Well, I know. Okay, so they felt like they were basically gypped, so then they withdrew from even
Well, they just said,
we're not
giving ESPN any more of our money. We're not going to play in the bowl. So, in other words, mm-hmm. you're not going to screw us like that in the college football playoffs and then still use us to gin up your ratings with some bowl game somewhere. We're just not doing it. And as a team, they voted not to play.
Wasn't there another team that did the same thing?
There have been teams that have done that in the past.
I mean, this year,
I don't know.
Iowa State, maybe there was.
I
can't remember. I keep thinking Iowa State also did the same thing.
But I do think Notre Dame probably got ripped off in that situation, I got to say. Just my two cents. But I'm not a sportscaster. I can tell you that. All right, let's go ahead and get to our top stories. Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
So President Trump is acting with his core Article II powers. No serious legal expert would doubt that the president has authority to blow narco terrorists out of the water who are poisoning 100,000 Americans every year.
Oh, yeah. You go, Senator Schmidt. He just tore up George Stephanopoulos this weekend. I'm no longer apparently allowed to make fun of Stephanopoulos' last name like Rush Limbaugh did for 30 years, but he ripped him a new one on the air this weekend. We'll play more of that for you coming up.
But we have laws that say that drug traffickers don't get summarily executed. And if it's happening off the coast of America with people that we don't know, just give it time before Donald Trump starts doing this same kind of thing to people we do know right here at home. It matters if the president of the United States breaks the law.
Democrats like Seth Moulton, there ought to be consequences for flat-out lies on public television like that. You shouldn't be able to get away with that garbage. This guy is either an idiot or he's intentionally spewing the Democrat talking points that there's something wrong with what we're doing in the Caribbean. There's nothing wrong or the on the ocean. There's nothing wrong with that. It's completely legal. They're not flying the ship. The flag of Venezuela, they're not doing any of that. They're transporting drugs to the U.S., and these lefties love drug runners more than they love America's children.
Threats on ICE officers are up 1,200%. They're being doxxed on social media. They're getting death threats every day. They've been attacked. They've been shot at. And you know, these officers out there look for the worst of the worst, so they're protecting themselves. And I think they're following the law.
Yep. Thank you, Tom Holman. Every day, you got to give that guy credit. Every weekend, just about 5 days a week, I see him on network television. He's on CNN. He goes on ABC. He goes on all of them, and he tells them exactly what's going on out there. Your rhetoric is endangering the lives of federal police officers every day, and we see it, and we're not going to back off just because you keep doing it.
Oh, congratulations.
So beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are champs. Let's go.
How about that? Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback of the Indiana Hoosiers. He was like a kid in a candy store in that interview and gave all glory to God. The first two people I saw interviewed, he and the wide receiver, both started off their interview with the exact same thing.
I love that. And we're seeing it more and more with athletes who are interviewed right after. But the true testament is not just when you have a huge win like that, but also when you have a loss, when things didn't go your way. And you're still seeing a lot of these athletes, both at the college level and the professional athletes, who are giving glory to God.
I love it. You know, I noticed that you bleeped that bite, but he said freaking.
Yeah, that's what it says, but when you listen to it, it's pretty close. I
watched it live. I'm just for the audience's knowledge. The kid didn't praise God and then drop the F-bomb. He said,
it sounds
we're
real
the freaking
close.
Champs, because his voice was breaking as he said it. He said freaking.
Funny
that's
you
what he
say
said.
That, because I had that thought. I'm like, well, that's interesting. What the juxtaposition between glory to God and then beep. Okay, but he did not drop an F-bomb.
I was just covering us, just in case.
We're the freaking champs. His voice was breaking as he was doing it.
I'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you won something like that, of course, that doesn't get any better than that. There's no doubt about it. All right. Well, we mentioned a minute ago, Tom Homan did the rhetoric ramping back up on the left. Man, this is it just gets worse, and it falls on deaf ears when you complain about it until it's a Democrat that gets hurt. And then suddenly there's too much rhetoric. If you didn't hear what Ilhan Omar said this weekend, here we go again. We're gonna bring you that much more. We'll get to Kim Swim here at the bottom of the hour. It's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. But first, let's get to our national.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Have you watched Tulsa King at all? Have you watched it, Ethan? No.
I have not. I've got Paramount, but I have not started that yet.
Kim?
I've been watching too much other stuff.
You haven't watched Tulsa King? I've watched the beginning of it. I watched probably two or three episodes, and I don't know, my wife is out of town or something. I watched two or three episodes, and it was moving kind of slow. Like, basically, he's Sylvester Stallone plays a mob guy who went to prison and never snitched on the head mob guy. So, like, he served his time, and when he got out, because he was a made guy, that he couldn't be back in New York, so they sent him to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to organize crime. basically. And he moves to Tulsa and starts doing what he does. And it took it a little while to kind of gain traction. But my friends who are still watching it claim it's must watch. And I need to go back and pick up where I left off. And why. So I have not seen all of it. I do watch every Rocky movie that comes on. Every clip, every rerun. Love all of them.
Never seen it.
Oh, man. Anyway, Sylvester Stallone was at the White House this weekend at the Kennedy Center for the big event where he was a Kennedy Center honoree along with Kiss. Kiss was there, which is pretty cool. And I thought that was the coolest thing to see Trump hanging out with Sylvester Stallone and kind of cutting up and having a great time at the Kennedy Center. Here's what Trump does to kind of get under the skin of the liberals every time he's over there. You know, of course, he renamed everybody on the board. He replaced everybody on the Kennedy Center board, which was filled with every left-wing lunatic in Washington, D.C., left-leaning rich person who wanted some status symbol was put on the board at the Kennedy Center. And then they had complete control over who got to participate, who got to, what shows were shown, which actors were honored, because, of course, they're all screaming lefties. And President Trump did away with all that. He named himself the executive director, and he put a new board in place. And they asked him last night if he would consider, if it's true that he's considering changing the name of it from the Kennedy Center to the Trump Center. And his answer was, well, that would be up to the board. And then he just left it at that. Of course, he appointed the board. So now the left is losing their freaking minds that the only reason he did this was to get John F. Kennedy's name off the Kennedy Center and put Donald Trump's name on it.
Which won't happen. It's Trump stirring the pot. In fact, I wouldn't even support it being named the Trump Center. Just leave it the Kennedy Center. It's been that way for years. And you think
he will. Maybe he'll rename it the RFK Center. What do you think?
The Maha Center?
It's still the Kennedy Center. Just named after Robert F. Kennedy.
Yeah, people hate Robert F. Kennedy if they're on the left, especially in light of what was just the decision that was just made with vaccines, how they're not only taking off the hepatitis B vaccine from the childhood schedule, but they're looking at all the vaccines on the childhood center schedule, rather. And I bet you a lot of people are blaming RFK Jr. for that decision.
You know why Donald Trump is a real estate magnate? Because he buys up property cheaply and then sells it for a fortune. In this case, he has bought up for free all of the space in every liberal mind in America, and they are consumed with him. So all he has to do to distract them from anything is just poke the bear. Here he's just poking the bear. He could care less about having his name on the Kennedy Center, but he wants them to think that he wants his name on the Kennedy Center. He does this all the time. This is typical Trump, and the left will fret over this and fret over it, and they'll be completely distracted by it. They might even forget that they love narco terrorists who are being killed in the ocean somewhere.
I wholeheartedly agree. This is just Trump stirring the pot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He does it really, really well. The left is going to fixate on this forever and say he's crazy, and this is just proof he's a, you know, narcissist and everything. However, let's be real. Trump would love his name on that. You know, Trump Tower, Trump would love his name on that.
Well, it's gonna be the DJT Ballroom. I mean, why does he need anything else? That's attached to the White House. And every time the future president comes in and has a state dinner, he has to invite everybody to the Trump Ballroom.
Unless the name changes with a new president. Couldn't they do that?
The MAGA Ballroom. Oh, well, I'm sure
people
they could.
People would flip out if it was
the
MAGA Ballroom.
Oh, it's so fun to troll them because they're obsessed with this man. They hate everything he does. They hate that he breathes the same air that they breathe. And, you know, I don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth. Right? I don't. I'll admit that. But if anybody's shocked about any of it by this point, where the hell have you been? All you now are just obsessed with is that you hate the man, and you hate the man so much you won't look at the fact that his policies are helping. Did you hear the Trilby Lumberg report this morning on the way in?
Mm-mm.
Gas prices dropped 8 cents last week. It's at the lowest level they've been since Trump was in office the last time, I think. At least since like 2019.
No, I thought it was 2021.
It's been a long time.
Maybe it's even better.
So it's dropping. I mean, the point is his policies are having a positive impact. They will continue to have a positive impact, whether it's through tariffs or new oil being drilled, new wells being drilled across America, manufacturers moving back here, all the major manufacturers, Ford and all of them talked about retooling and adding. They just started up the blast furnace again over here in Granite City. They're going to start making steel again. Don't buy into this affordability garbage. Yeah, things are more expensive. They're more expensive because 4 years of Joe Biden's policies, and you can't erase that in 10 months. You just can't do it. All right, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim coming up. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Kim on a Whim.
I think about how many of us pick up our phone before we go to bed, and it's the first thing that we do when we wake up. And then you get that screen report on Sunday, and it's always really depressing because you feel like you did really, really well, and maybe you're, you know, making some improvements.
What
on
does
spending
yours normally
not,
say?
I don't know if I want to say. Well, let's just do this. What does yours normally say? And I'll tell you if mine.
It's normally, it seems like it's about 8 hours. Ooh. 8 or 9 hours or something like that.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm about 6. I feel better now.
You should.
But think about this. I mean, a lot of us, you can listen to the show on your Odyssey app. So I will be cleaning or doing something and I'm listening to the show. I'm, you know, when I'm driving, I might have music on or I'm looking stuff up for the show, trying to just make sure I'm up to date on different things that are happening, checking emails. I mean, how many of us are actually going to a laptop these days? This little cell phone is our lives, sadly. But it obviously is having a big impact on kids, especially if they have access to social media. And these smartphones are just equipped with so much technology in them. It's kind of scary. Listen to this commercial that was just put out within the last month or so that I think really, really could have an impact.
Hey, kiddo, it's about time for bed, okay?
Okay.
Well, remember, there's a box in the corner over there with all the pornographic material that's ever been made in the world, even the really weird stuff that could scar you for life. I'm trusting you not to look in there, okay?
Okay.
Feelings are for losers.
Oh, and this guy's gonna be in your corner all night just randomly spewing out hateful things. Just ignore him, okay? While I'm thinking of it, there's an order form on your desk where you can purchase illegal drugs. The mean girls from your school are going to be standing there talking about you all night. And this Russian hacker is going to keep asking for your password.
I'm not a hacker. Amazon customer service.
Just need you to ignore him, okay? Love you, buddy.
We ask too much of our kids when we give them a smartphone. Let's change the norm. Together.
Maybe we go around the room and share social security numbers.
Join the movement at smartphonefreechildhoodus.com.
Yeah. I'll get it anyway.
I like that guy.
No, wow.
Amazon. Just with the, Amazon.
The cell companies haven't shut that down yet.
Not yet.
It's shockingly true, mm-hmm. is what it is.
No, I know. I mean, listen to some of these statistics. So we talk about how addicting our phones are. Like, if you've left your house and you're even going on a quick errand or two and you realize you've left your cell phone at home.
Panic.
It's panic. You kind of get this pit in your stomach and you think, what if something were to happen? Or you feel like you want to just constantly be reaching for it, realizing you don't have it. And then I think back to the days that when I was growing up and no one had cell phones. I remember it was a big deal when my parents had a car phone. That was really, really cool. I mean, what did we do before you had to stop and go to a payphone? I mean, I know I'm young, but I remember those days where that was
the thing. You just didn't think about it. Everything was tethered to a phone. If you called your friend and they weren't home, you couldn't track them to figure out where they were. You had to assume they'd gotten on their bike and ridden down the street, and you'd have to go look for them somewhere.
Right.
In the news business, back in the day, they used to do it by radio. You'd have radio in the cars, and you had to be very careful what you said over the radio because you knew the other stations were listening. And then, of course, pagers came along, and that was great because they could just beep us to call in, and we had to find a payphone and stop and call them.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, what's going on?
Man, kids these
what
days
would, you do?
Would have no clue what to do.
Oh, they would lose their minds.
The telemarketers who decided to call at 6 o'clock every single night when you're sitting down for dinner and
yes.
your mom and dad would get mad about it. It was crazy. It's just such a different time that we're living in right now. So this smartphone-free childhood U.S. effort or whatever, where they're trying to talk about how harmful it is for kids to have cell phones these days. Because, by the way, they're saying the average age for a kid to get a cell phone, a smartphone specifically. We're not talking about the one where all you could do is play Snake, you know, where instead you can have all these apps and social media, the internet. They're saying it's 11 right now.
Wow.
And it seems like that's going down to... Some kids have it, 9, 10. And I know there are situations where maybe your kid's very involved in sports and you might give them a phone and you can limit their access
give
to certain
things. Give them a
dumb
one. Dumb phone, not a smart one.
Right, not a smart one. But listen to some of these statistics. So it says nearly 2/3 of Gen Z teens and young adults in 6 countries said they or their friends have been targeted in online sextortion schemes. Another one, how addicting these are. It says the share of teens who say they use internet almost constantly has gone up. 46% of teens say that they use the internet almost constantly. That was up from about 24% of teens who said the same in 2014. Now, that statistic I just read you, that was from 2022. So imagine what has happened to that statistic,
yes.
right, in the last 3 or so years. We are absolutely going in the wrong direction. We've seen it take a toll on mental health. It's been disruptive in classrooms. Teachers are having a hard time controlling these because not only do you have the ability on your cell phone to obviously connect with people, but now people have the watches. So as a teacher, do you have to tell the kid they have to take off their smart watch or whatever they're called? You probably would because you can text from it. You can go on the internet.
Well, they're not supposed to have their phone in class. I wonder if the teachers can order them to turn their phones off.
I thought they had to put them in buckets. And
I don't think so.
Isn't that a new Missouri law that went into effect, I think,
But I don't think they have to put them in buckets at the door. They're just not allowed to have them. And if they have them, according to my friend who's a teacher, they have to instruct the kid to go to the... They warn them once, and then they send them to the principal's office and let the principal deal with them. Whatever that means these days, because there's not a whole lot of discipline going on in our schools. I'd love to know how big of an issue that's been this mm-hmm. year. And whether or not test scores go up as a result of it.
Well,
I don't see how they couldn't, because the kids aren't as distracted anymore.
Research has shown that the test scores go up. It's better overall, and that's, I think, why Missouri decided to implement this. Now, I know it's not required to put the phones in the buckets, but I would imagine a lot of teachers have been so fed up with students claiming they turn their phone off, and they're not actually doing it. And they're, I mean, we all did this with our our, you know, calculators at the time, our graphic calculators, because that was what I had growing up that was really cool. But you just hold it under the desk or you hold it behind your book. There are sneaky ways to still do that without the teacher finding out. And I'm sure that's what they're dealing with.
They don't have books anymore, Kim.
Oh, that's true. They have their...
That's right. their tablet. They have a tablet or a computer. One
they got
the
their
two.
Google Chromebooks.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, I don't like that either, although I guess it's better for the back because they're not lugging around all the books where they would take their, you know, brown paper bags and they would make their book covers, which, by the way, I enjoy doing, and you decorate them. That was always exciting, and now the kids don't even get to experience that. The idea
or
of getting
the heavy
a new book cover.
Backpack they have to carry all the books around in. Remember
I
that?
Know. My That's parents hated that.
So here's the deal. Not to overuse the phrase that the ship has left the dock, but it, for many parents who have a 12 or 13 or 14-year-old who gave them a phone at 12, many of them are probably going to feel like in the era of gentle parenting, they can't go back and take that phone away. But you can set parental controls, and your child's life, regardless of what they tell you, is not going to end. Like, social life is not going to end because you put limits on what they can access on the internet. If you're not doing that, it's a dereliction of duty. I'm just telling you. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm a parent. I've had these conversations over the years, and I've had to put those limits on phones. And you would think that you were... you know, locking a child in a dungeon and ruining their social life because they suddenly don't have access to this app or that app. And that's just not the case because we grew up without all that garbage. Mm-hmm. And you know they're going to be better off for it in the long run. You have got to take that step. And no amount of cajoling on the part of your child should change your mind.
Right.
Limit what they can get to on the internet. They're walking around with the keys to the castle.
Just like you heard in that commercial,
yes.
the bullying, the porn, the hackers, there's just so much they have access to. In fact, when it comes just to social media, Australia is doing something that no one else is doing, and that is that they will begin here in the next couple of days, actually December 10th is when this starts, but they're going to be punishing social media companies that fail to remove minors, so that would be anyone under 16 from their platforms, and they could be facing a nearly $50 million fine if they don't do it.
The
platforms like TikTok, Facebook, X, Snapchat, YouTube, they have to do monthly reports to
How do you prove the kid isn't lying?
Well, I mean, there's never going to be a surefire way. Like you said, you've already let the genie out of the bottle. Like,
yeah,
this is going to be very hard to stop. So there are steps they're trying to take now to at least put some sort of regulation on it. I'm just curious. I mentioned earlier how the average age I found to get a smartphone specifically
it's
is 11.
Mm-hmm.
Text our text line, 314-241-9797. Just curious when kids these days are getting their first smartphone.
Oh, you got hers at 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got mine, I think, at 12, but it was not an iPhone. It was...
Correct.
I forget what type it was,
yeah,
but that wasn't even a thing.
With the older two... smartphones weren't really a thing then. They had the QWERTY keyboard. Our biggest concern was how many texts they were sending because texting was a lot more difficult back then.
And expensive.
With the younger one, who's just now 18, yeah, it's been an issue. Probably she was probably 12 or 13 when she got her first phone resembling a smartphone. And I think she was 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest got it a little earlier because she was a competitive swimmer. She had to get up and go to practice every morning and
That's
needed to ride home.
Hers.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. When your kids are involved in sports, it's just hard because you do have to try to set some sort of a limit or your kid's going to have access to all this
and
stuff.
And by the way, Ethan, Mr. Dunham online here says that his son does have books and he's still in college right now. So there are still some textbooks involved there.
Most of them, I think, are still already on their Chromebooks.
I think you...
I wouldn't like that. I have liked having the hard copy. I don't like the idea of even reading a book. You know how people have their... what am I thinking
Kindle?
Of? Kindle. I don't even like Kindles.
Oh,
I
love my Kindle.
Really? I want to hold a book.
No.
Stacey reads
as
it on her phone.
No,
it drives me nuts.
No, I can't
do
that.
How can you even see that?
As you get old, Kim... and your eyesight starts failing you, Kindles are amazing. You can increase the font size. You can read it in the bright sunshine.
You're really dating yourself right now,
I'm
Mark.
Just saying.
Two words on each page.
Yeah, two, three words on each page. It's beautiful.
This book is 10,000 pages. Well, that's because Mark put it to 10 words per page so he could see it.
I'm just saying, it'll hit you too. You can be smug if you want, but
all right, Grandpa Mark.
You too will need a Kindle with
Mark. Look at my glasses. Available in fourth grade.
I wear contacts, and I have since the third grade. My eyes are already terrible.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, but the nice thing is you can lay out in the sun. I'm just going to add this real quick. You can lay out in the sun.
This is not sponsored by Kindle. We'll have you know.
No, honestly, you can get any of these readers. But if you wear reading glasses like I do here, as you see on the show, these are cheap readers. In the sun, you want to have your sunglasses on. So you can increase the font size to make up for the fact that you're not wearing your readers. It's a beautiful thing.
Can just hold an actual book and read.
No,
the
you can't.
Text.
I'd need a magnifying glass depending on the size of the book. I don't want to buy hardcovers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Kindle, are you listening? Mark would like this to be sponsored. He's a big fan of yours.
Sponsored by Amazon.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Good one, Kim. We're going to be back here in just a minute. Text the line here, 314-241-9797. Tell us what you think. When did your kid get their first smartphone? We'll be All right. Well, you may have noticed this morning that Trent is in for Sue Thomas, who's taking a few days off. And why is Sue Thomas taking a few days off? I'm not trying to get all up in her business, but a happy anniversary to Susan Thomas. She's celebrating her one-year anniversary.
Already a year?
I know. Got married a year ago, and I think they're taking a little time off to enjoy that. So I texted her Friday, and I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't know that on Friday. I would have wished you a happy anniversary on there. She goes, no problem. We'll see you next Thursday. So she's taking a few days off, so good for Sue.
Happy anniversary, Sue.
Absolutely. I know she's not listening because when you're not working this shift, you're sleeping, right? You're staring at the back of your eyelids. So we wish her the very best. One of our favorites around here for many, many years. Sue and I worked together at Channel 4 almost 30 years ago.
Wow.
In the early 2000s, Sue joined us over there, and I've known her for a long, long time, a dear friend. So very happy about her, for sure.
Hey, Mark, really fast, I know you'd mentioned people texting on the text line about how old their kids were.
Yes.
And we have some interesting comments.
Oh, we do. Over my comment?
Well, listen to this one. It says, both of our kids received their phones at the start of freshman year, so high school. No apps were allowed until they had straight A's. They only earned one app per semester and removed if a C was shown.
Wow. I love that.
I love that, too.
That is hardcore. A lot of parents aren't willing to do that.
I like that. My kid's another person. My kids got phones in 7th and 8th grade, but they went to private Catholic school. If they went to public school, probably a lot sooner. Another one says, grandson got his parents' hand-me-down phone at 13. Another one says, my two sons, age 24 and 20, they both have flip phones. They've never had a smartphone.
Good. I'm encouraged by those stories because I really believe most people have just given up. I mean, honestly. It's not that hard to set the parental controls on there, and the kids are going to scream and rant and rave, but the correct answer would be, well, you could go without a phone or you can use this one. That's how this is going to happen. And you know, if you're, it's just like handing them the keys to a car. You can always take the keys away. I don't know. I talk a big game, but we did try to enforce those mm-hmm. things with our kids to the best of our knowledge. I know it's not easy.
Don't you think that would be probably a harsher punishment for a lot of teens these days?
Oh, it's the only punishment.
To take away their phone versus, I'm trying to think of, I guess I would have been grounded.
Yes.
But taking away a cell phone almost seems to be more effective these days than even if you were to tell someone they'd have to sit in their room, because half the time the kids like to sit in their rooms and they'll just be on their phones.
I'm not going to name anybody by name, but we were told one time by one of our children, because it's your friend's birthday, we're going to lift your punishment of having to be grounded and let you go to that birthday party. But we're still not giving you your social media app back. And the answer was, I'd rather skip the party and sit in my room on my social media app. That was the answer. Yeah. That's how addicting these apps are, and how much social lives of these teenagers are tied to that stuff these days.
But I mean, it's us too. I mean, it's a lot of,
well, I know,
teenagers, I mean, who are using it, but I realize how many times I check my phone and I depress myself.
It's a time suck is what it is. This thing is a time suck. Kim, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this because I know you're thinking it anyway. think how great a guitarist I would be if I spent 8 hours a week practicing my guitar instead of being on my phone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Your average, the report you get on Sunday says the amount of time you spend per day. So you're averaging 8 hours
No, not
per
8 hours.
Day.
No, it's
yes.
not. No, it's not a
it
day.
Absolutely
no.
is per day.
But I'm on it starting at 3 a.m. and I don't go to bed till, you know, 9 o'clock at night. So you're scrolling, you're doing all that. Think how many I would be on stage playing guitar somewhere.
There was a funny commercial where it shows like if you acted with your phone like you did the Bible, where it's like you pull up to a stoplight, you whip out your Bible, you're on the toilet, you're reading your Bible, you're walking around the house, you're reading your Bible.
We laugh, but yeah, you'd be a lot better off if you were
doing that,
wouldn't
like
you?
15 times a year.
Mm-hmm. All right, some new details out on the January 5th pipe bomber. They're calling him the J6 pipe bomber, but it happened the day before. And the mystery deepens as to why it took 5 years to charge this guy. Apparently, he's already admitted he did it. Unbelievable. We'll get to that. And H. Von Spakovsky. Hans coming up from Heritage at about 6:20.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.